Short form. Tory communities, she railed at a bunch of people about the same way that Trump railed at the reporter. Why are you even asking about Epstein? The impression that I get, not just from her perspective, but in general, is that they want the military tribunals, and then they want to turn everything over to the military for a while, and then hopefully the military gives people W-band access. So the electronic warfare upgrades that have been going on since the 70s augmented the biosphere, the soil, the water, and many of these people have already augmented themselves, their own bodies, for life extension technology. Unfortunately, because too many people lied about the vaccine narrative and ran with it, nobody paid any attention to what was really going on in business and market share. And now that is catching up with everybody in the truther community and everywhere else, because they've always been told that no one can read their thoughts, nobody can find them, they're all alone, in their head, under their skin. Meanwhile, business and market share got over 11 years worth of brain to brain, human to human, single human to many human brain, and all this business going on with synthetic telepathy, and that's not Neuralink. Then there's all the different business going on with interoperability with the body in the corn industry. Nobody talked about that either, because it's corn. Ooh. So the short answer is, you augmented the biosphere, they augmented their own bodies. They've been going to the Marriott, not some underground bunker. And I started out in this adventure trying to explain to people, HOW, this works, because I thought, given the violence that I barely survived under the age of 10 years old, I'm like, oh, they're really going to say something initially, 2016. No. After January 6th, I knew for sure nothing was going to change, but everybody else was convinced. I found a lot of different operations. It didn't make any sense to me. But essentially, where we're at now, because of missile defense and all that kind of war drums and real problems with drugs and people, Tory's comment was, we need to focus on these children, where they went, what's going on. So while people are sitting there getting all worked up about Pam Bondi or Epstein or whatever, I'm still sitting here looking over at all of you with DHS biometric biosurveillance and the way that you've worked this out by social engineering with our political class, that everyone is going to beg for the AI systems. They already are. You lied through the crypto nerds who just found out that you lied about national security. Oh, but we're going to stablecoin and Bitcoin. What about those of us who don't want to be tethered to your AWS or your DevSecOps, Pentagon, OpenAI, Azure, cloud systems with Kubernetes containers? The Kubernetes containers run on the cloud systems. Okay? And you're not going to get a choice. And the reason for that is 70 years of product development, load balancing, networks, made of bodies. So, if I were in your shoes, the short answer is, regardless of what they're doing, you have a piece of human anatomy in this, whether you like it or not, whether you know about it or not, that they're already using. So the onus is on you to understand that your biofield, formerly known as the aura, is the vector of entry, delivery, and measurement, bioelectromagnetic measurement, of your own bioelectricity and biomagnetism, and the interaction of that bioelectricity and magnetism with other bioelectricity or electricity and magnetism. Welcome to being a human with an electrical heart and an electromagnetic field that every little 8-year-old knows about, shuffling across the floor with static electricity into Christmas time. So because we do not have access to our own W-band data yet, they've got their digital twin systems for 50 years. Once they get done resetting into the new cryptocurrency biotokenized economy that's been there since 2011 in cybersecurity, bare minimum, In other words, it's not new. Your options will become more and more limited. I know a lot of people keep screaming and yelling, no, they don't have it yet, and we're going to do this. They've had the system for 70 years. If you think cutting down a terahertz tower is going to stop anything, you are ignoring the National Science Foundation in 2000. You're ignoring the high-speed optical processing of the DoD in 1991. Their primary network is that biofield, is you. Not, did you take it? Did you put a wearable on? Or do you have the haptic gear? Or you got an embeddable or whatever? No. You're using your own biology. Now, I can't make it any more simple than that. If you cannot tell me when I ask you, HOW, not wearing an EEG cap, but don't have an oxygen meter on my finger, I'm not wearing EKG pads on my chest, how is it that all these biological, physiological signals are going to the app on my phone or my iPad, etc.? And when the doctor calls me for telehealth and he's pulling those bio signals in real time, HOW, intrabody communication, 1996. You either learn that it's business, or you're going to end up losing more money, being in more stress, and being spun around in circles because they're taking advantage of your lack of knowledge of research, development, business, market share, and products. That's it. I've tried to do this like 3 or 4 times now to keep it as short as possible. That's it. They're using your own biology against you. They have no desire to give you back any control over your own neurology. So Tori's been telling people, get used to the W band and get ready for when they go through all this, that eventually you'll get access to your W band data and your own digital twin to make decisions. And until we get there, hold tight, protect your DNA, protect your peace, and pray or meditate or whatever you do, and hope that we get through it with as little bloodshed as possible. Country is at war. People just decided to ignore that and scream and yell about a 1,000-year-old war over in the sandbox, skin color, genitalia, and all these other red herrings. I don't want another human or a computer system with access to my central nervous system. No. Okay. Where does that take us? Well, we're not going to change crap until after we've done something with the military, and then maybe we'll give you access. That's where we're at. The rest of you out there that have been screwing around with militias and we're going to this, going to that, you don't know shit by the way you talk about the plasma systems of this planet on the analog. You're all wrapped up with Pa East and Ashton Forbes. They lied to you. Not entirely, but they left out all the biophysics, diffusion, and molecular communication since 1959. They want you to believe they need them, their metamaterials. Oh, how convenient. Are you breathing? Is there, or are there air molecules touching your skin? Close your eyes. They're getting in through the optogenetics. That includes your whole body, not just your eyeballs. Ooh. Yeah, if I were you, I'd be going to that biofield physiology search in the NIH and going, oh, so the aura's not spiritual. It's where my veins and arteries run my blood flow. That goes to my electrical heart, and then when I move in oxygen with my bioelectricity and my own neurons body-wide. Yep. That's not spiritual. That's my vasculature system and my endocrine system. Yep. Why would they lie about that? Oh, I don't know, a little human husbandry and screwing around under people's skin with genetics and an obsession with eugenics for 100 years plus? Oh, you think other countries are pissed? Yeah, okay. So now we have to run the risk, knowing that we built what they have with Microsoft, Google Dragonfly, and what they're gonna bring back over here they've been planning on since Clinton gave it away in the 90s. They're going to deal with it. That's why they're forcing us to watch their soap opera. How? What are they going to deal with it? I don't know. You don't know. I'm not them. You're not them. We don't pay their bills. They're probably not going to cut us into whatever the hell they're really doing. Oh. Uh-huh. So learn what you can that is real, solid. No bullshit. No storytelling. Get out of the UFO circle. Put a pin in it. You don't have to leave if that's your authentic faith. Just put a pin in it. Learn interbody communication, HOW, how old it is, how well known it is. Anybody who says to you, boogada boogada, Book of Revelation, religion, nonsense. Sorry, this is anatomical. I never hear people get uppity and religious when we're talking about any other part of human physiology except the biofield. And it's biophysics, morphology, cellular biology. There you are, acting a fool, screaming and yelling about demons, the Book of Revelation, the Arcturians, the Pleiadians. Stop. You're better than that. And you're smarter than that. And the less people who do it, then the other people will stop doing it. It's called social engineering. We got a big old secret to keep from everybody else. Boogada boogada. Severe judgment, bash you over the head with my belief system or my politics to shut you up. No, HOW, if it's good enough for RFK Jr. to be out there waving around his magic responsive wearables, HOW, it's not magic. He did it with the virtual nurse as well. RFK did. He did it with the telehealth, the e-health, and the m-health. Tell me how, HOW. Okay, and don't relent until they do, but be calm about it. And if they still won't tell you, find a synergist. They'll tell you. Go to Non-Vaxxer 420's library. He'll show you. Then, whoever you are, you can assess your physical environment, make some changes, switch some things up, learn something new in neurology, and calm down. It's called lowering your anxiety. With real, authentic knowledge of how it works. Mark 5:36, amen. And I look forward to more people out there from the Synergist panel and how well that went, as well as the Q&A with Buma, because I'm not going to be here very much at the moment. I'm very busy working on some special projects for the folks. So what I would advise is that the more of you that are able to speak to the topic as absolutely stick like glue to only source verifiable, it's electrical boogie-woogie, until that HOW is resolved, that we're not looking for your phone, we're looking for your bone, 70 years. If we can educate with empathy there while they're doing what they're doing, it keeps people out of that tumble effect. And they're not just sitting there clicking their heels waiting on fill it in. I hope this message reaches you, whoever you are, in a positive way. And so thank you for your time and your consideration. For the rest of you out there that damn well know that you've been obfuscating, I don't think you're going to get spanked. A lot of people do. I don't. So I'm letting you know that here in our community, one more time, we've already told you. The Synergist panel will show you. There's no cult, no email list, no collaboration. Individual people can read for themselves in any nation. Everything that the Synergist community has done, people have done on their own auspices. Nobody asked permission. Nobody showed up and got in big meetings. We didn't have any big old boogada boogada going on. Telegram groups, intelligence community. No, in fact, I complained about it openly multiple times. So, our community is holding the line on the HOW. So for those of you that continue telling people ghost stories, if you run up on somebody, we try not to be combative, but like they said in the panel, don't be a dick. Quit lying about human anatomy. It's rude. It's childish. And right now, we need to, talk about or teach each other. One way or another, we got to be able to communicate about drone warfare. So instead of being pejorative educate people on reality and stop using the wrong terminology. If you're not able to do that, be prepared to start losing people. They know where we are. Synergists are worldwide. They don't call themselves that. They don't need to. They know. They have their own anatomy now. They know what the R&D really is topically today. They know where the market share is. So that means that anything you tell them, if you can't prove it the way they proved it to themselves, they're done with you. With empathy, respectfully. And to those of you that want to call people out, etc., I would focus hard on the education right now. Because I think the military and other people are getting wound up with that too. It's just a hunch. I could be wrong, but it's really not worth it. Most of the people we find that just don't want to know usually have a fat bank account somewhere, or they're in a lot of pain and they don't want to be bothered. So just throwing that out there. Mark 5:36, amen. Here ends the short form.